is always doing more than we could ask for, even imagine. Amen. Would you like to come forward, those of you who are in the front? Or do you want to sit with your family? You can sit on the rug. You want to come forward? Or you want to sit there? I know it's scary to be sitting around Neapolitan ice cream. Hi there. Good. So last Sunday was a day called, who knows, Pentecost. And at Pentecost, last Sunday, after communion, if you were here, I brought out a birthday cake. Because Pentecost is the birthday of the church. And we are the church. Today is another special day in the church year. It's called Trinity Sunday. And so today I brought out ice cream to help us talk about the Trinity. Now, the Trinity is a long name you don't normally use, but I bet you have used the word tricycle or triangle. How many wheels on a tricycle? Three. How many sides on a triangle? Three. You're batting 100. Now, have any of you ever eaten Neapolitan ice cream? Huh? How many adults have eaten Neapolitan ice cream? Yes, it's an old-fashioned flavor. And how many flavors are in Neapolitan ice cream?
Three.
Did you hear that? Three. And what are they? And they are chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry. Now, here's the deal. Those three flavors are in one container. And each flavor is the same amount. There's an equal amount of chocolate, strawberry, and vanilla. Now, I thought I would do something clever and let this defrost. So I'm going to pour it out now. Now, here's the deal. When this finishes melting, it's going to be one color. So, now we're going to talk about the Trinity. This is an amazing thing about God. God is one God, one container. And it's messy. God can be messy sometimes. But in the one container of God, there are three flavors. Do you know what they are? Father, Son, and who's the Son? Jesus. And the third is the Holy Spirit. Last Sunday, Pentecost, we celebrated the power of the Spirit. And this church had orange and red netting all over the place. Today, we have one color, yellow, but in three directions. Ooh, that's to symbolize that today we have one God, three flavors or three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Creator. Did God create the world? What did Jesus do for us? And Jesus is God and became one of us. He loved us so much. Other people said, you know what? He's interfering. And Jesus died for us and then rose again so we might have new life, which is what this gospel today was talking about, being born again. So today's gospel and today's theme of Trinity, you guys, this is amazing stuff. It's amazing. It's a mystery. I don't know how they put the three flavors in one container, but they did. And that's the way God is. These three flavors, but one God. Now, at the very end of the first reading, we heard a sentence. Who will go for us? And the answer was, any adult remember? It's right there in front of you. You can look. Here I am. Send me. So, through your baptism, you have received God. And you can say to God today and every day, here I am. Send me. Would you say that with me now? On the count of three. Everyone, on the count of three. One, two, three. Here I am, send me. Amen. Thank you for helping me. And we're going to watch this melt during the rest of church.